This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another episodic adventure in the world of health, your well-being. We continue providing you with all kinds of great information, if I do say so myself, on Good Day Health. The podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com, is available every week. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me now. We'll spend the next hour talking about you and your health. His website is ForbiddenDoctor.com, and that is devoted, as is mine, the Good Day Health Show website, to helping people understand the good, the bad, and the ugly in the current scheme of things. Jack, I noted that there are a lot of people focusing on the results of a study of screen time and lower brain development in preschoolers. This is one of the things I have talked to my daughter about and others. I think that it's, I was at a wedding with my niece the other day, and the young kids, 10 years old, running around, all of them have their own devices, and they carry them with them, and they're looking at them all the time. That may be, when you're in, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, may not have the same impact as what screen time does for infants and toddlers and preschoolers. The amount of usage that has exploded over the past 10 years or so is another way of the limitation. It's almost like there's a cabal, there's a group that's trying to keep brain development from happening. And this is the surefire way of, you talk about the continuation of the dumbing down of America or the dumbing down of people all across the planet. We've got zombies being created by tablets, smartphones, that kind of stuff. And here is proof positive that what I've been saying for years about these things leads to low brain development. You want your kid to be slow and stupid, then make sure you give him one of these iPhones as soon as possible. Four, 5 year old kids. Go ahead, excuse me.
Well, the issue, the challenge here is that it's the same thing when you watch even movies today in the theater. The screen hardly holds an image for more than 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah, it just keeps flipping.
As compared, you know, compared back to the black and white things from the 30s and 40s, and the camera would be on somebody's face for as much as 5 to 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then another scene could be 10 seconds, and discussions would go on for 2 or 3 sentences instead of just sound bites. And the thing that makes the difference, especially with the screen time that you've been talking about here so far, is it doesn't challenge the brain in the sense of investigation. It doesn't lead them to thinking. It's just reaction. They play these little games, and with the buttons, they got to push these buttons to make sure that a certain series of events ends the way they want it to be. And it's just reactionary. There's nothing that challenges the thinking processes that develop very early in human development. By the time we're 7 or 8 years old, the thinking that goes on in social development in the early school years and these kinds of things is being passed over by the reactionary experience of these types of games. And that's one of the big problems that's showing up here. It used to be, we have a playroom in the waiting room. I mean, you've been in my office. There's a play area in the waiting room for kids to play with toys that challenge their thinking, especially building blocks, which is a great way to get a child to think. Now, parents are bringing those same age kids into the treatment room when I take care of the parents or the child, and they're sitting there with these devices, and they're completely locked into that screen. They're not even aware that there's anybody around them.
No, it's like it's total mesmerization.
But that's the word. That's the word. They're just mesmerized by this thing, and they don't think. And then try and take the thing away from them and watch what happens.
Yeah. Well, Oh, a lot of crying, screaming, yelling. Oh, mommy, mommy, I want to have this, blah, 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 blah. So, but this is proof positive in this study. If you have a youngster that's 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, use screen time more than an hour a day, especially with no parental involvement, you are cruising for a bruising. Because the brain's white matter, which is the key to development of language, literacy, cognitive skills, all go down the tube. It is the inability of children to pay attention, to think clearly, to think through things, and it leads to poor eating habits, certainly behavioral problems as they get older. When somebody does something they don't like or takes something away from them, the reaction is just as you outlined, Jack. This is a very, very serious problem. And
well, you know, I can remember, I can't remember what the class was, but I remember something in high school in some social discussion about Saturday morning cartoons.
Yep.
And how dangerous that might be. And this is, I'm talking about the 1960s.
Yeah.
The discussion was going on then when prior to television in the 50s, kids on Saturday mornings when they weren't in school were either working around the house, in the yard, on the farm, or they were outside playing the social integrative games that the kids would play. And when the cartoons became a big thing Saturday mornings and after school, like from 3 to 5 p.m. or that kind of thing. I remember the same discussion going on back. Maybe that's why I can't think.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, you know, you're a Nooka chiropractor in addition to being a GAPS practitioner. And as a Nooka chiropractor, you see people in your office all the time who have these spinal problems. And that's just another adjunct. Kids whose bodies, I don't know even if people realize, your body is not completely formulated or built. That's why they say you shouldn't become a bodybuilder until you're 21 or so, because your body, your muscles and your bones have not completely matured yet. So if you muscularize your body, it'll stunt your growth. In essence, it just holds the bones from growing any further. Well, in terms of looking over an iPhone or some kind of device when you're young, and as you grow older, that's got to have some impact. The way people shrug over these screens, it's got to have an impact on your spine.
There's a condition now that orthopedists are looking at. I want to call it iPod neck or iPad neck or something. It's something neck. I can't remember the exact term. But it's the, like you said, it's these kids, the young kids even before puberty, and then they go into puberty, and as they're maturing through their teens, their heads are bent forward, and it's actually changing the shape of their neck as they develop.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
It's crazy.
It's
kind of crazy, but you know, it's where, I mean, even in the mall, parents walking along the mall and they got their little kids with them. The little kids are sitting there playing with her as they're walking, you know, bumping into things, playing with these things. Even in the stores, in the supermarket, wherever they, you can hardly find a child without these things anymore.
Yep.
And they don't want to go out and play. They want to stay home and play the video games. And then there's the kind of games where you are interactive with other people all around the country or around the world because of, you know, the Wi-Fi connections, that you're all together there on this one machine, and you can't see anybody's eyes, you can't see their faces, you can't see them as human being, you only see them as another player in the game, which I think further stunts social development.
Yep. I want to talk with you about this new discovery regarding Alzheimer's. I don't think there's anything that people in our generation, your generation, my generation, are more worried about than getting Alzheimer's. People don't think or worry about heart disease. They don't think or worry that much about cancer. But boy, if you talk to somebody about what they are concerned about as they get older, it's pretty much always unanimously Alzheimer's or dementia. So there's something going on, though, now that may be worth a focus in some of our time here as we discuss your health and well-being. Good Day Health, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. Don't forget Jack's podcast or forbiddendoctor.com. There are hundreds of people who every day go in to that website, take advantage of the cutting-edge information. The current episode, the latest podcast, is a focus on cancer care with a doctor who's in that field, so you'll check out the discussion there. A lot of different methodologies to conquering cancer. It's episode number 186, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Right now, some food for thought about those who want a whiter, brighter smile. This is not a new message for me, and maybe not a new message for you. But maybe I'm telling you this story just at the right time because you have begun to see your teeth yellowing. You've been drinking coffee all of your adult life, tea perhaps. Don't drink tea or coffee on an airplane, though. Did you hear that story, Jack, about the water on airplanes?
The water. Yeah, the condition of the water.
Stay away from that. But if you are a natural sort of follower like I am, I want to fix problems that we have with our body using natural methodology. And that's why I like Power Swab so much, because with all the clinical work that's been done on this all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent, it really comes to the bottom line of you trying it out yourself and seeing in 5 minutes how you can begin to whiten your teeth. Yep, an average of 2 shades within 5 minutes of your applying the first, and then every 5, 6, 7 days you repeat it, you'll see that the teeth just get brighter. They change 2 or 3 different shades. No sensitivity at all here. You don't have to worry about it because it's made with 100% herbal extracts. And it's ultimately the safest solution for having the coffee stains, the tea stains, if you're a smoker, that sort of thing. This is visible whitening and full protection for your gums and teeth, because it isn't going to eat away at the enamel. It's going to lift the stains off the enamel. Call 800-208-1797 to order Power Swabs now while you're thinking about it. Yep, 800-208-1797. Take my advice. This is something that came originally from a dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger, who used it on his patients. Then he sold it to some of the doctors that he knew, some of the dentists. And then he said, why don't I just sell it to everybody? And so that's the deal. Come to us, get the deals, 800-208-1797, use the code DJV, and you'll get it for half the retail price. That's right, Power Swabs, affecting the whiteness and brightness of your teeth naturally at half price using the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Time now for us to continue our focus on your health and well-being. It's Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. The House Ways and Means Committee approved a bill that will tax the nicotine in vaping products. Vaping, do you think people even really have a clue as to how this is going to affect youngsters and their lungs as they mature?
Do they have a clue when they start smoking cigarettes at 12, 13, 14 years old? No. And then the vaping, they think, well, there's no tar. We're not getting smoke into our lungs, so this is a step in the right direction to still get a high from the nicotine. Mm-hmm. No, they don't think about it. No, our lungs weren't designed to bring that stuff into us.
Well, it's the same as the Rambo case, what we were just talking about, the screen time. Oh, there's so many distractions now. Was that the case when you and I were kids? And I don't mean let's go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear, like a bunch of old fuddy-duddies. But there's a lot of common sense stuff. Even when I was a kid, there were things that were distracting and distressful. I guess there always have been. But now they just seem to pile on, just more and more and more and more every day. So being aware of them, unless you don't want to be a good parent, they throw your hands up in the air and say, oh, what can I do? Well, you can be a good parent, much as anything else. Our podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, the most recent one there we have posted, is Jack and I reviewing the story behind this 60-year-old Chinese woman who just gave birth. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
The story about how that worked, her husband, and all of the things that put two and two together for a 60-year-old to have a child. And then on this podcast, a discussion about tuberculosis, a new vaccine that may take care of it. Remember, back in the old days, TB patients were given 6 raw eggs a day.
Yes, 100 years ago.
Yep, right. That's what we pointed out in this podcast. Dr. Jack providing simple ways to get your body moving to without having to go to a gym. And then we talk about planning healthy meals for your family, how maybe it could be considered a full-time job if you're doing it right. Big meals, maybe lacking in real nutrition. So there's that to consider as well. Always lots of helpful tips. Maintain your good health. Know what's going on in your body. Pay attention to Jack and the symptom survey that's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All of you ought to take that at least once a year. Doesn't cost anything. 4 pages worth of questions so that when it's analyzed by Jack's staff, you'll know exactly what's going on in your body.
All free.
Doesn't cost any money to do that. So that's at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and our podcast is at GoodDayHealthShow.com. This research that's out now on a rare genetic mutation that is protecting some people from dementia, even though in the case of the woman that's profiled in the story that I saw, she had the gene, she had other genetic items in her profile that would have indicated she'd develop Alzheimer's in her 50s and be dead in her 60s. She's now in her 70s and doesn't have any signs of this. She's experienced no cognitive decline at all. And this is 3 decades after what was expected to happen to her. So this research, Jack, sort of gives an answer. There's a study out in the journal Nature Medicine. The researchers say this woman has a mutation that's protected her from dementia as well as Alzheimer's, because they're not the same thing. I don't remember which came first. Which Alzheimer's come before dementia?
Alzheimer's is considered a form of dementia. There's other kinds of dementia that are not necessarily Alzheimer's. So Alzheimer's is in the dementia family.
Well, anyway, there's not a drug or anything that would be available soon.
Yeah.
But they've gone a long way because this is something that bothers people. I told you. I think more people are afraid of dying from Alzheimer's than they are anything else. So maybe there's hope on the horizon, if you will. 28 minutes after the hour here on the Good Day Health Show. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it this morning and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TomPlass.com to find out more and to register to win.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House impeachment inquiry calling 2 more Trump administration officials to testify today. There is doubt, though, whether they'll be showing up. 4 other witnesses failed to appear yesterday. All the hype over Popeye's new chicken sandwiches turning deadly in Maryland. Reports are a fight broke out in line at a Popeye's location just outside Washington, D.C.
That argument spilled out into the street, and one male stabbed the other.
That Prince George's County Police spokeswoman says the man who was stabbed died in a hospital a short time later, and the man who did the stabbing remains on the run. Governor's races in Kentucky and Mississippi highlighting elections in some states today. Republicans hold thin majorities in both of those state legislatures. The election seen as a possible bellwether for next year's national elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Make your health great again, shall we? There's a little play on something people talk about, right? Make America's health great again. That'd be nice. Because America's health is not good.
It isn't, let's face it.
People, the obesity rate here is out of control. People eating stuff, the farm is falling apart. Our connection to farm, the food, the family. Put in a plug for another program that I do called The American Family Farmer, which is all about creative ideas for America's family farmers to stick around instead of being put out, as that moron Sonny Perdue said, get big or get out. Doesn't help instill confidence in the quality of the food that we need, and that's what Jack is all about. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. It's all about what you put in your body. It's the food, the food, the food.
Well, it is. That's a lot of it. I don't mean to interrupt you, but yesterday I was talking to a family that came in, and they were all distressed that it was either a sister or a brother-in-law that they recently had a child die that was just a few months old, and they're still not sure why the child died. And they were just saying, they said to me, boy, here in America with all we have, and I said, wait a second, slow down. According to the World Health Organization, there are about 40 nations that they consider to be the Western industrialized type of modern nation, 40 of them. And I said to him, where do you think the United States ranks, the United States will rank out of 40 nations, for neonatality, or the first year survivability of a newborn child in America. Out of 40 nations, where does the World Health Organization rank the United States? And they're looking at me like, well, we don't know, kind of thing. 38. Mm-hmm. The United States is 38 out of 40
that's
countries.
That's not to put us down. This is not about America.
No, it's a wake-up call.
It's about waking up. Hello.
Yes.
We have
yes.
the resources that other countries don't have, and we abuse them. Yep. That's plain and simple, right?
Yep. It's not just the fact that these kids are being fed junk and terrible things. It's the complete, it's the horrible level of malnutrition, the malnutrition of the mother who is trying to breastfeed the child, and the low quality of that, or the fact that these kids are being stuck on formula that is just one of the worst things you can possibly feed a baby, or they're having terrible reactions to vaccines that the Japanese learned. You don't do it until they're at least 2 years old. You don't do it the first year of life. And then other factors that come into play. We rank 38 out of 40 nations. I mean, this is terrible. And it's kind of brushed over. It's kind of like, well, you know, that's just the World Health Organization. What do they know?
Yeah, well, they know a lot. And even if you don't trust the United Nations, there still is news in there that is very helpful, it seems to me. It's all for your consideration. You ultimately make up your own mind, obviously. Duh. And so if you have a lot of information upon which to make your judgments, then perhaps you're better off than is the case if you don't have the, this is one of the great things about America, probably unique in all the world. Many things make us unique, but the availability of information now on anything, you name it, there's information, and health is certainly one of it. Thought it was interesting, Jack, the Drug Enforcement Administration has proposed new regulation quotas for opioids. You know, it's like this is shut the barn door after the cows get out.
Yes.
Yeah, the same kind of stuff, but it goes hand in hand with the opioids, it goes hand in hand with so many other things, and yet there are natural ways of taking care of, dealing with people who have pain. What would you, if I came to you off the street and I said, oh my God, I've just had this operation on my hip and the pain is really bothering me. Jack, please tell me what you recommend to alleviate the pain. What would you
Well,
say?
One of the there's a mechanical thing that would involve ice on and off throughout the day, but internally we'd be using chlorophyll complex, which is a very powerful anti-inflammatory and pain reducer. Mm-hmm. We'd be using something called turmeric forte. It's a mixture of
standard processed products. Yeah.
That's right, fenugreek and turmeric that is known to be very powerful in its ability to lower pain levels. We might use something called salagesic. It takes a couple of days to build up in the body. But again, another herb that is, it's what aspirin was based on. They couldn't patent salicylic acid that comes out of
that's
the bark.
What was it, Catalin? No, what's the other thing that you said? You told me once was like aspirin.
It's salagesic. It's a product called salagesic. And it comes from the bark of the white willow tree. And the American Indian knew this when the settlers came here, that's where it came from. They would boil the bark of this tree and then, you know, filter it off. And the solution that was left behind had salicylic acid in it.
That's where aspirin came from.
Well, that's now what they did is when they found out that compound, they found out that they could synthesize a portion of it, the pain-reducing part of it, inside the laboratory, and that's what Bayer did when Bayer in Germany came out with the aspirin tablet, which was a synthetic form of what nature produced for pain reduction. The problem is with an aspirin, you're getting an imbalance of what Mother Nature made in that bark to a very strong concentrated portion of that chemical complex. And anytime you give the body something that's out of balance, even though it's going for what we'd consider a good cause, pain reduction, you're going to throw other things into an imbalanced state. And, of course, because it's very acidic, it burns the stomach wall. It leads to gastric distress, gastric hemorrhaging. And long-term usage of aspirin is extremely dangerous as far as the body's concerned.
Yeah. Right. Not good for you. Well, as a GAPS practitioner, you would say that it really causes problems in the gut, does it not? Although I was told once when I got one of my, I've had a couple of colonoscopies to check. You know, your health, you're supposed to get them done, what, every 5 or 10 years? Have you gotten one to get to be?
Well, it depends on how good it is, the last test. They may say, well, you don't need one for 10 or you don't need one for 5.
Well, my doctor said that mine was pink, very pink. And he said, that's good and healthy. Do you take a lot of aspirin? At that time, I was having a baby aspirin 3 or 4 times a week. And I think you got me off of that, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, there's too much research now. The latest research says, no, that's not only unnecessary.
So how then do you keep your colon healthy and
great
clean?
Question. Lactic acid yeast. Uh-huh. It is a standard process product, you bet, and something called Zymex. Zymex wafers is a particular kind of something called mycelium yeast.
They taste awful, Jackson.
I think they're actually kind of sweet.
I tell you.
But what they do is they acidify.
Well, you're the guy who has a raw egg. Thanks to your wife and all kinds of other garbage in that daily.
If the camera was on me right now, you'd see me drinking Mary's milkshake right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has 2 raw eggs in it and a whole bunch of other stuff that is very nutrition-packed. I won't even be hungry till 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, back to the colon. When people who've had colon problems in the past, when they start using a combination of the lactic acid yeast, which is a form of yeast that converts every carbohydrate into lactic acid before the stuff leaves the body, and it allows the colon to be acidic. The colon needs to be acidic for the same reason the vagina needs to be acidic, because it's an opening to the outside world, and bacteria cannot live in an acid environment. And studies that came out of South Africa not all that long ago showed that when they were studying a rise of colon cancer among people who were the underground gold miners for the gold mines in South Africa, they found out a striking correlation between alkaline guts and the rise of colon cancer. And it was a study that should have been on the front page of every newspaper in our country. Just brushed over like, well, that's those people there in South Africa. You know, they're not us. Yeah, they are us. They're human beings. And so what we have found out in the study and research that Mary and I have done, the more acidic the walls of the colon are, the more acidic the vagina is, the stronger the body's ability is to resist infection, especially when a woman gets a candida overgrowth in the vagina. It's because it became alkaline that promoted the growth of that bacteria. The same thing can happen in the gut. And when you get an unnatural formation of the wrong kind of flora that you and I are talking about all the time, in the colon, it's a sitting duck for mutations of the cell wall to start take place, leading to colon cancer.
All right, so you're going to love this one. I just found the announcement of a 3D printed device that can now detect cancer in your blood. The researchers outlined, did you see that?
I heard about it,
a personalized cancer treatment, because they've developed this device that weeds out the blood cells to find the cancer cells, especially in the blood. The researchers tested the approach by adding cancer cells to the blood of healthy people. Not into their bodies, good God. But they take blood from somebody that's healthy, and they put these cancer cells in it, and then they've used this device, this 3D printed device, which is mind-boggling in and of itself, to get an accurate insight into the cancer and provide treatments that go hand-in-hand with what your blood needs. I think that is a fabulous advantage.
Yeah, yes. You know, when they can organize and get lab studies and technology studies when it's related to human physiology, moving in directions like this, I can begin to believe that Bones there with the original Star Trek crew, and he'd have a couple of pieces of instruments,
and he would
know in seconds what was wrong.
Yeah,
I don't think we're all that far away from that kind of a thing today.
No, I don't either. Calitrin is America's number one choice, healthy choice for weight loss. Why would that be? Because the number one ingredient is collagen. And as Dr. Jack will tell you, and any other doctor worth his or her salt, collagen is the building bond and the block and everything that you need to make sure that your body does create the kind of musculature that you need as you grow older. This is a fabulous product, all natural. More and more people are learning about it, listening to me talk about it, and going to the Calitrin website or their Facebook page. Calitrin is one of those things. It was discovered by accident. When these people were looking for one thing, they found something else. All science, all backed by lots and lots and lots of research. So if you want to lose weight and keep it off, that's the key. Keep the weight off. This is the natural way to lose weight. The science of keeping it off, all explained at Calitrin's website, calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Matter of fact, you get a fabulous buy. Use the DJB code and you get three bottles at the regular price and three bottles that don't cost you anything. Stay on the program for 6 months. You'll not only lose the weight, but you will keep it off. That's the guarantee from Calitrin. Go to calitrin.com, use the code DJV, and get a six-month supply for the price of three. Calitrin.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're just talking about yeast infections. It brought me around to a question that I had seen from a listener named Erica Schwartz, who wanted to know whether a male menopause was killing her husband's sex drive. We all know what effect menopause has on a woman and her sex drive, right? Pretty much universal.
Yes.
So if is there such a thing? I didn't know.
It's called andropause. Because there is a change
at what
in
age?
The... it starts about the same time as a woman, you know, late 40s,
early 50s. So you and I have been
50s.
Through it if we had it, or I don't know.
Well,
who knows?
You can have a real difficult time with it, or you can have an easy time with it, depending on the strength and resilience of your own endocrine system. Which, interesting that you bring this up, is one of the reasons why we created Ageless Thyroid, to make sure that the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, and the adrenal, which is where our lives are centered, because those are the hormone-producing organs of the body that give us the ability of human expression.
All right.
And when those things are weak, you're going to have a hard time, especially this lady's husband.
All right. So long-life energy enzymes, another thing that has been very helpful to a lot of people, and Ageless Thyroid, both of them you can procure, get the story behind the story, read all about it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You'll find them both very helpful. I take them both every single day. That's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Don't forget our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack here.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is there a doctor in the house? The answer to that question is decidedly yes, there is. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here continuing his overview of what's going on from his perspective. He's an IRCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. We were talking about you off the air, or we were talking about my focus on farming, as you know, and what's coming down the pike for new food. All preserved, full of garbage and junk.
Oh, my goodness.
And Victoria was talking about how you have said, maintained, that it either is going to cause you cancer of the stomach, cancer of the colon, all of this stuff. When it gets into your system, it doesn't get very far, right, before it plugs everything up.
Yeah, anytime you've altered it from the way Mother Nature has prepared it, regardless of what our scientists think they can improve on Mother Nature, you're going to change its effect on inside the human body. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, our bodies have developed and grown up for thousands upon thousands of years. Wherever we were, our ancestors were, Mediterranean, Northern Europe, Polynesian, African, Eskimo, whatever else, Oriental. And that's the kind of food that genetically we were determined to thrive on. And anytime we start altering that stuff in the name of purity or the name of shelf life, there is a price to pay. And there's nothing pure in nature. There's no pure water. There's no pure dirt. There's no pure bush. Everything is a mixture of the mineralization wherever you find it. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we are. And when we, take a step to alter that to some degree or another, like I said, there's a price to pay for it.
Yep, sure is. All right, there's a price to pay if you're not taking care of your teeth as well. People who don't brush their teeth, adults, children, parents who let the children go to bed without brushing your teeth. Boy, you stupid. You're really, really, you are so determining the fate of your child
by not doing it. And most people are ignorant because we don't have health courses in school is another way of looking at all this stuff, Jack. The fact that we don't teach people about hygiene and how,
yes,
you know, you see all of these Purell things. Oh, I want to make my hands clean. That's the worst thing you can do for your hygiene is to put that stuff on. It kills everything, including all the beneficial bacteria that help keep your immune system strong.
Well, that's true. Unless you're in the most filthy of circumstances, which most of us do not find ourselves.
Right, yeah.
You know, so we go way overboard. Now, you're talking about the children here. Dentists have known this for over 100 years, that there is a direct relationship between the health of your teeth and the health of the body, because as the teeth, burst forth from the gums as we're little infants, and as we begin to age, the teeth are an exact representation of what's going on inside the body. So JAMA just recently in their open network published a study showing that there is a definite association between childhood oral infections and adult atherosclerosis later on. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, it's interesting that it's finally coming out in something like JAMA. But the researcher said that the role of oral infections, especially like periodontitis, as an independent risk factor, you know, for plaquing inside the vessels, especially of the heart, was already established by previous studies. But this is a new one. It comes out. These things keep showing up from time to time. A direct relationship between oral health and the health of the heart. Why? Because when there are opening, when the plaque begins to build on teeth and you get an erosion of the enamel that covers the teeth, and you get into the dentin, and finally when you get cavities forming, there are microtubules in there that get to the bloodstream.
Yep.
And for some reason, a particularly bad bug that often found in the mouth finds its way to the heart, and then that's when inflammation there begins.
Curtis. Check this all out at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can take the symptom survey, very healthy exploration of what's going on in your body. Doesn't cost you anything at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's something that won't cost you as much as it's worth. I suppose depending on your own values, if you have a pre-diabetic condition, or maybe you have type 2 diabetes, here's the way for you to lose weight, to protect your heart, to nourish the extremities of your body, to protect your vision, to grow new cells, to enjoy life again. If you have any of the conditions that lead up to, that come from blood sugar levels being out of whack, you need to be using Curalin. Curalin.net is the website where you order, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It's an all-natural, supportive area of your body. Blood sugar is something you got to deal with, and this is the most supportive way of dealing with it all naturally. Go to the website Curalin.net. Use the code DJB. Get $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Make sure your blood.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.